Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
It's the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin, the gods, the fiends, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play it.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dots.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It does be the man they call DPP.
Hey, what's crappin'? And ready for Elimination Chamber this weekend, brothers?
Bro, I will be
up. Stay up to watch it?
I'll just go to bed right after SmackDown, and I will be up for the 4 a.m. Central Standard Time, and I'm just going to start drinking. Fuck it. Get up at 3:30, make myself breakfast, and it's on. Like, full-out beer and whiskey, 4 in the fucking morning. I'm doing it. I don't care. I'll probably be in bed by, like, 10 a.m. I'll get back up at, like, 4. I'll eat something. I'll probably drink again till 10 o'clock at night, and I'll get up Sunday like it never even happened. I love it. If you don't like it, I don't care. And if you're not careful, I'll ruin it for you. No, I won't do that. I wouldn't do that. But we do also have to bring in, look at that, Salt Lake City 316. We'll get to his adventures.
Nice.
Adventures at SmackDown by AJ Balazs will be last call today. But let's welcome in the funky, phenomenal, fresh one. Off of a week off, I'm not going to give you a plaid excuse and make you embarrassed. He was out on assignment, and now he's back with trivia. So everybody that missed trivia, AJ Balazs is back.
Yes, sir. And wait, you have to watch SmackDown? Because I can just go to bed at 6 Mountain Time and wake up at 3 for the Elimination Chamber, since technically I've already watched SmackDown.
Yes, you have. Not a whole hell of a lot happened as far as anything that's going to affect the card for Saturday. But like AJ said, there's some pretty fun stuff that happens. He had a good time. And like I said, well, DP, we're going to let everybody right now know what's happening this week on the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
We're getting ready for the Elimination Chamber. Sheet.
Indeed. There could be a run-in. There could be a run-in also on this show by a certain best friend. We'll see when that happens or if it happens. But yes, we're going to preview Elimination Chamber. All four matches. We're going to do all four. From the Elimination Chamber. Like we said, we do have trivia. And of course, we're going to hear from AJ about his phenomenal time at SmackDown this past Friday, where they did record. I seen some people on the social media, you know, how are they doing SmackDown? And, you know, that not everybody knows, but or is trying to be as in on it as we are. And yeah, they recorded it after the show last week. It probably didn't take more than, what, 45 minutes, 50 minutes for them to do it? Because
it was like an hour and a half. It ended, for us, it was 9:30. So they just did the first show live, and then the next show they just did, and they're just like, screw it. I guess whenever we get commercials, we'll just throw it into production.
Well, right. Exactly. They just get what they need to tape. They have it storyboarded out. They get it, and then they got a week to fucking space it out for network television. But yeah, we're going to get into AJ's good time that he had. So that's it right here. DWI podcast number 418 right here on Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. When we get back, we will be talking about the 10-ton structure. 2 miles of chains known as No Way Out. Everywhere else but America, we call it Elimination Chamber. We'll be back right here after this.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Am I up 2-0 already? No? Because I knew it was 10 tons and 2 miles? No?
Well, I mean, we've all heard the demographic from, like, the early Elimination Chambers, so I guess you're right. Because I remember hearing the
No, I know I'm
the
right.
The yards, but...
You lose, but you lose those 2 points because you said no way out when it's actually no escape, right?
It's just no escape in Germany.
In Australia, it's called No Way Out.
Is it really? Huh.
I thought I saw a graphic.
The only thing I see is in 2011 since 2013, the event has been promoted as No Escape in Germany.
I thought I saw a graphic that said No Way Out in Australia.
No points for you.
Whatever. Anyway, let's, Dan, ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Mercy on your soul.
What? Oh, yeah, ring them. Get on the right page. Jeez.
Very, very difficult request. Elimination Chamber.
So hard. It's not like we don't do it all the time.
give me the match order. Give me the order you would put the matches in, AJ, and then now and then tell me what order the matches will be in.
All right. So the four matches, I would put the Judgment Day versus. No, screw that. I'm still calling them freaking Mustache Mountain, not New Catch Republic.
New Catch Republic? Did anybody tell them that that's just stupid?
Yeah, it's just, no.
That sounds like an AEW name.
It does, because I didn't even hear that. I'm just like, oh, yeah, hey, look, it's Mustache Mountain. And then I just squint, and I'm like, what the, New Catch Republic? No, that should be the first match. Then the Women's Elimination Chamber, Women's first tag match for the piss break. Men's Elimination Chamber, and then Rhea gets the standing hurrah, hero's welcome for the main event. That's just my opinion, man. I'm probably wrong.
That's how you would book it.
Yes.
How do you think they will book it?
Women's tag match.
The same way.
Singles, and then the men's.
Or you think the men's Elimination Chamber is going to main event? You don't think Rhea's going to main event?
I want Rhea to main event. I'm just saying what they might do.
Right. One is what you want, and what the other one is what you think they're going to do. DP?
Mm-hmm.
I think what he thinks is going to happen, or what he thinks WWE is going to do, is the same thing I would do. I get Rhea Ripley is the you know, alien sensation here, but I think it's definitely women's chamber match to start it. Tag title match second. I think Ripley and Jax third, and the men's chamber is going to close it. I think we're getting opening and closing chambers, and I think that's how they're going to do it.
Okay. I think they should do tag women's, men's, Rhea. They can leave the fucking structure down.
I was about to say, just because they have the structure already out there.
I mean,
it makes sense.
I don't think it really matters what way they do it. I just think Rhea needs to be the main event of this show because, and then you don't, then you have your women's main event. You can put Seth and whoever, whatever he's doing last on night one. DP, somebody's here. Mr. Dave Ungar joins the show of Big Four Project and Bandwagon Nerds fame as of late. Some excellent work being done on those shows. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the DWI podcast.
Hi, guys. What did I miss?
Nothing. We went over we had our beginning and told everybody what we're doing. And the first thing when we started Elimination Chamber talk is we've already gone around the horn and it's perfect. You can close it out. How would you like them to book the card, and how do you think they're going to book the card?
Oh, you guys mean like match order?
Yep.
God. Yeah, I think like it would make sense to have Rhea close the show against Nia. I think what you said, Tony, makes a lot of sense in Perth. You're gonna want that big moment. Either that or she opens the show, which, you know, I mean, that's, I guess, another option. You get that out of the way. But I think they'll probably do the women's chamber match first. Then I think, yeah, tag team title match would be second. And then, yeah, it gets a little tricky. And I think it's Rhea unless like The Rock is going to get involved. And I know he said he's not going to be in Perth and everybody's like, bullshit. He's probably on his way there right now. So, I don't know. I'll go women's chamber match, tag team title, men's chamber, Rhea and Nia closing the show.
Brock is also trying to start a brand newly united football league. He needs to be in America right now. I don't think there's any chance he's down there. Roman's not down there. Undertaker is down there, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, but Taker and Trips are. Well, Trips makes sense, but Taker and Trips.
They also opened like this WWE world and this Undertaker exhibit, and he's also somebody that's going to get people to come out to all the fanfare stuff. Then they're
wait, isn't the Undertaker thing in that in Saudi or is that in Australia?
He's in Australia.
The escape, like
he's in Australia.
They
right?
did I mean, a the WW. Exhibit. The escape. The big exhibit is at Saudi. But there was an Undertaker thing. I think they set up in Perth.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing there in Australia.
He's gonna have one more Mania match.
Ah, God, I hope not.
Anyway.
What else? I mean, what else are they gonna do with him, right?
I don't know. Anyway, the last thing I'll say before we get into the matches is, you guys hear of that? They want Sylvester Stallone to be at WrestleMania.
Really? I wonder why.
Just as one of the celebrities.
I was about to say, that's an interesting ask, but I don't.
Him and Cody and the wrestling class kids can run the stairs and.
I've got it. They're gonna bring back Sly, and they're gonna get Hogan, and we're gonna have the rematch, Rocky Thunder Lips 2. Yes.
Here, I thought you were gonna say Triple H comes back with that god awful fucking Terminator reference. Yeah, that's why I said god awful.
All right, let's get into these matches. Let's start with the tag team match, Judgment Day versus the folks already know how AJ and I feel about this. Pete Dunne
Mustache
and Tyler
Mountain.
Tyler Bate. They're calling themselves New Catch Republic. DP, how do you feel about New Catch Republic?
I don't know what that means. Is it? Like
I'm
catch us, catch can, Nam
wrestling,
connection.
Yeah. Oh, Ham, nicely done, buddy. You even got Dave on that one. Look at him. He's like, oh, God. Oh, yeah. I should. He's like,
face.
I don't
where's
know why I keep coming on
Tom
this show.
Tom Zink when you need him,
Tom
right?
Zink, yes, nice. Wow. What a Tom Zink reference. The odds of me thinking today there was going to be a Tom Zink reference, I would have given people like 50 to 1.
There you go. You never know what to expect on DWI podcast.
What do you think, Dan? Don't talk to me about Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. Any chance on taking these titles from the Judgment Day here?
No, I don't think so. As much as I love Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, I'm happy Pete Dunne is back as Pete Dunne. And, you know, I'd rather them, I think AJ said earlier, Mustache Mountain or something, keep that name was much, much better. But, you know, if they want to keep them together as a tag team, I think that's awesome. I don't think this is the time and place for the Judgment Day to lose those tag titles, because I think that would most likely be happening at WrestleMania or maybe shortly after, to kind of build whatever story they're doing with the Judgment Day. Because right now it doesn't seem like just the right time for it, unfortunately.
Pete Dunne, it's crazy because they kind of opened the forbidden door again, bringing in Tyler Bate from Micro Brawlers to be his tag team partner. I mean, that's pretty crazy. The dude's fucking tiny. He's just a little guy. AJ, talk to me about this tag team.
I think I have
team.
His character.
You actually have Tyler Bate with you? Wow. Astonishing. Running from Tyler Bate there. I'm in the same consensus of I love the fact that Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, not Butch, Pete Dunne
That's
are
Roman.
Tagging
yeah.
together.
Oh, there you go. Oh, Roman Reigns Thanks. Just towering over Tyler Bate.
Roman, it's a wrestling action figure versus a muscle man action figure.
Oh, God. But yeah, I love the fact that they're tagging again. God awful name. I get why they're calling themselves that, but no. Just no. They have a match this week, SmackDown. I'm not going to say. Well, it's against the B team. That's all I'm going to say. It's just, the B team Judgment Day versus.
You can talk about it. They probably
versus Mustache
them.
Mountain.
Wait. Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are back.
Yeah.
Not that B team, goddammit.
So Big Head takes the pin, right?
I don't remember.
Well, Dom
you're
sure as fuck
have,
wasn't
You're gonna
take
have
it.
To watch tonight.
Okay, it's already online. I'm just gonna go back and read it. You just tell us.
I actually don't remember.
Probably a lot of drinking that night.
But I don't think the Judgment Day drops it here. I think they if they're going to drop it, they're going to drop it at Mania. That's when that whole spiel, they blow up everything else. That's when that happens is Mania, not a random match for the Elimination Chamber. That's just no.
Dave, what do you think here? You're not the only one with dogs.
I think they've got to change their name to either British Mountain or Mustache Strong Style. That's got to be the name for those teams.
They can't really do Mustache anymore just because they don't have Trent Seven.
They could be the Mustachioed Men.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think Mustache Strong Style sounds
how
fun.
About,
but
how about
that
Mustache
me.
Strong Style
how
sounds
about,
so much better. Or just I can't say British Strong Style. Someone
about,
else did that.
They already did that. I mean, that was what the name of the faction was. The three of them was British Strong Style.
What about the Mustachiosos?
What about the vaudeville? No, never mind. We won't go there. As far
Bruiser
as this,
brawlers.
Yeah, as far
Instead
as this match, I tend to agree with you guys. It's not the right time. As much as I would love to see Baton done, get the job done. See what I did there. And capture the tag titles. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Dan's right. AJ's right. This is something, if you're going to flip the tag belts, you're going to do it at Mania.
Against
who? I have no idea.
R-Truth and The Miz.
Yeah, I mean, in the feel-good moment of WrestleMania 40, that could be something that's going on. But yeah, I think I don't see it happening. I think you know you just got it's not the right time. The Judgment Day is still very much in the red hot category, despite all the bullshit with Big Head and Dom and Tom and all that sort of stuff. So I'll go Judgment Day here,
man,
as well.
I can't find Tom on Facebook. I'm getting worried.
Tom and Nick. Oh. You never know.
Wait, that was Nick? Mysterio? I need a drink.
Let's get into the Women's Elimination Chamber and talk about who we think is going to be facing Rhea. I would imagine we're all pretty much set that we think it's going to be Becky. I'm looking forward to a good match. I didn't know Tiffany Stratton was dating Ludwig Kaiser. Good for them. They're gonna have some beautiful babies.
Good for him. Let's get it. Let's keep it real, Tony.
True story. I'm looking for a really good match, though. You got Becky, you got Bianca, you got Liv, you got Tiffany Stratton, Naomi. Raquel Rodriguez is back, and to me, that's big because she's another woman of stature, and she's put herself into a different class, right? Like, it's her, Nia, Piper Niven, and anybody else that you would put on that level? I don't think there is.
I mean, Jade should be on that level, but she's
but
not
Jade's
there yet.
More of a Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm talking about,
so's
like...
So's Tiffany.
You know, we talk about big men. I'm talking about, with no disrespect intended whatsoever, big women, right? Like, you talk about the heavyweights of the division. Rhea Ripley is more of a Hulk Hogan, not a super heavyweight, right? Like, Piper Niven, Raquel Rodriguez, and Nia Jax are the three that come to mind.
Nah, Raquel's not like them. I mean, she's
they sell her like that, though. Like, as
I
where
guess,
you would...
But one of these
here,
things is not like the
here,
other, if you know
here.
What I mean, Tony.
But no, but you would put Andre and Taker and Nash all in the same super heavyweight category. That's kind of what I'm saying. No? Video games? You know, in the video games, you got the heavyweights,
the
you got the
games,
super
yeah.
heavyweights.
I, mean, I get what you're putting down.
Andre's kind of a class to himself.
You're
you
killing
really
me, man.
It.
You're killing me here, Festy.
He's a super
heavyweight. He is just nitpicking the shit. He's like, Tony, fuck you and your fucking analogy. You're getting lawyered, bitch.
Hey. I just want to know, where do we put Giant Gonzalez in this whole conversation?
Oh,
that's all I care about.
In the trash.
Wow. Wow. Tom Zink and Giant Gonzalez in one podcast.
Hey.
Yeah,
I could,
Tom Zink.
I just watched a Royal Rumble. Guys, I just watched a Royal Rumble with Max fucking Moon in it. I mean, there's a blast in the past.
I mean, you also watched Giant Gonzalez's only WrestleMania match, too.
I realized I was at the Royal Rumble in Sacramento as well. So I got to see him walk down there and manhandle Undertaker and then listen to Randy Savage and Jim Ross fumble over the chloroform versus chlorophyll. God damn it, Randy.
Yeah.
It's chlorophyll? No, it's chloroform. Jim Ross is like,
he's got the chlorophyll ring.
Chlorophyll ring. Yeah. You should have, Jim Ross, like, you should have stayed off the cocaine, buddy, and the Dippin' Dots.
Here comes the osmosis.
You photosynthesis.
Yeah. Photosynthesis. Oh, man.
He's powered by the sun.
They're going to have to take his temperature with a theremin.
Ooh, it's all about pollination and cross-pollination. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to pollinate Elizabeth. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll take it.
Just because I see the lust in Gonzalez's eyes with that chlorophyll. Yeah.
Ooh, date rape, yeah.
All right, now we're done. No, we're done. It was fun while it lasted. Thanks for tuning into the DWI podcast. 418 episodes, and that was enough. No, I kid. Any chance it's anybody other than Becky, you guys? Let's just start. We'll start with AJ, go around the horn. Your brief thoughts here on the Elimination Chamber. I think it's Becky. I'm looking for a really good match.
I'm pretty sure Becky's the one that's winning this. They could make a feel-good moment with Liv. Maybe that's the final two, is Becky and Liv, but no, Becky wins.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance it's anybody else at this point. Hey. Bianca or Liv, yeah, could do it, but the story they're telling, it's 100% going to be Becky Lynch here.
Yeah, I think Dan hit it. I think 85% Becky, 10% Bianca, 5% Liv. That's about all you've got. I don't give any of the other three. I think Tiffany will make a good showing for herself. You know, she's got the Jade Cargill role, the what Jade was going to do in this match, which is good showing and take the fall. You know, whatever the truth behind the whole thing is, they didn't want Jade to do that. But, yeah, Raquel doesn't, you know, no. Naomi, no. I think it's Becky. They've already basically given that away.
They haven't told the story with with her and anybody else except for Nia, and they've used Nia to build up the main event that they're like,
and they're going to eliminate the Nia Jax story at this event. So, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, they kind of put a little bit into Liv's story as to why, because A, the Royal Rumble, and B, her promo on Raw where she says, I'm the last person to beat Rhea Ripley, so I think I deserve this. I'm like, no, that's a point there. That's a point proven. You are the last person to pin Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, but she's like we're saying, the main point is there's no more drawing power in this match.
That's almost like saying Baron Corbin was the last person to pin.
Yeah,
oh no,
right.
Jay did. Sorry.
Well, it's Jay. It goes Jay, Baron Corbin, Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan, holy
yeah! Eric Rowan's in like the last four of whoever pinned Roman Reigns.
Well, that just tells you how much we want to talk about this Elimination Chamber match.
Exactly.
Dave, why don't you kick?
They've gutted the suspense from it, but you know,
right.
I mean,
they
I'm still
told
like
the story.
Like you, Tony. I'm looking forward to Becky versus Rhea.
No one will draw more in a women's championship match out of these six than Becky, and they haven't told the story with anybody else but her. Anyway, the men's. Here's where you could have a little interesting toss-up and little you got a lot of options. A lot. I think honestly, there's only one guy I wouldn't pick. Even though I think some others aren't likely. I don't think Bobby Lashley's winning this thing. I don't see Bobby Lashley main eventing with Seth Rollins, but I can see LA Knight. KO is a little bit of a long shot. I can see Orton. I can even see Logan Paul. But in my opinion, I'm going to go back to what I said with Becky. They're telling the biggest story with Drew. And Drew's really on out there to be this guy that really can be hated over the summer. DP, or Dave, I was going to come back around the horn. Dave, what do you think about this men's Elimination Chamber match?
I think it's either Drew or LA Knight. I think that's kind of my thoughts. Randy's a close third. Yeah, I don't think the other guys. Logan Paul's already got the U.S. Championship. He's going to defend that against somebody, probably, hopefully, LA Knight at WrestleMania. But I think it really depends on what is Drew's contract status. You know, if they know he's bailing when his contract is up, he's not winning this match. And they're going to put LA Knight over, that sort of thing. And they may have Drew lose to Logan Paul at WrestleMania just to, you know, as he's on his way out the door to AEW, they say, hey, here, take a loss from Logan Paul right now. So if Drew is re-signing and he's sticking around, then I think he's winning this match. And I would say, you know, Drew versus Seth with the specter of a cash in from Damian Priest looming out there. That's my thought on it. I think the other guys are all interesting choices. I agree with you. Lashley's a long shot. KO is a long shot. Logan Paul's a long shot. But yeah, to me, it's Drew or it's LA Knight. LA Knight's got all the popularity to do it. But I really think you might get an indication as to where Drew is heading, depending on how this match turns out.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same page with you there, Dave. Drew McIntyre seems obviously like the odds-on favorite with everything that they're telling. That certainly could put a wrench in things if they know he's not coming back. I like LA Knight as another option, as they do have an opportunity here to move somebody over to Raw if they want to. And LA Knight would certainly fit that bill and be a popular star there and challenge Seth for the title. The only other one I could see is Randy Orton if they wanted to put him back over to Raw. I don't know what they're doing with him and Roman Reigns. It seemed like they were going to do a little bit more with the bloodline with him, but they really kind of didn't do much. So I could see him moving back over there because Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins again at a WrestleMania. First time they did it, pretty goddamn awesome opening match. They could do it again and have a really good show. I don't think Logan Paul or Kevin Owens really have a chance there. This may be the shot. This may be the time here where Logan Paul and LA Knight start their feud and move that way into WrestleMania. This could be the start of it, you know, big time. So I could definitely see that as the big storyline coming out of here with Drew McIntyre winning and going on to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
You could get a triple threat at Mania between Logan Paul, LA Knight, and Kevin Owens too. And I wouldn't be mad about that.
No, you could do a bunch of things with that. I just don't want a triple threat for the world title. AJ, Mr. LA Knight fan on the DWI podcast himself, I wanted to let you clean up the category here.
Well, let me talk to you, all right? I don't think LA Knight's winning this Elimination Chamber.
He takes the glasses off.
I did.
And now it cuts into Drew McIntyre promo. Come on.
Damn it, Dan. Why am I that predictable? No, out of the six people that are there, I know you already have Cody asking, well, not asking. He is getting the Mania match against Roman, so Raw guy's asking for a SmackDown championship. So it's only likely SmackDown person goes for the Raw championship. Makes sense, but the only person that has any sort of foot in anything involving the world heavyweight, it's got to be Drew. It's got to be Drew McIntyre, you know? He goes out there, he ended CM Punk's WrestleMania run, because we all know that was CM Punk's spot.
Oh, you prayed for it.
And it worked. To me, there's no other person that could win this match other than Drew, because even if the contract is, you know, he's done after Mania or something like that, you can still have him do the Mania match against Seth. Seth wins, and then the cash in if they need Seth to rehab the knee or whatever, or the back. So I still think this is 90% Drew, and like everyone else kind of has like a 2% chance of winning. But the entire story is around Drew in this World Heavyweight Championship, where yes, Seth has faced him, but Drew now is like, you can't run from this. You can't, there's no bullshit going on. You have to face me at Mania.
He's set up a lot of things he can do over the summer too, while Seth is away, right? He's already got a program with CM Punk tailor-made. That's like the first thing Punk does when he comes back. He's also pissed off fucking Jey Uso, among other people that are really good on Raw. So he does have matches out there for him. I would like to see him get that. But to Dave's point, we really got to see what's going to happen with this contract. We talked about that before we did one of the Big Four recently, I believe, me, you, and DJ. And I just feel like it's like a Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn thing where, yeah, they didn't sign till almost the last second, too. But when you're putting the best storylines in the best company in the world, and you have all this money waiting for you on these other guys down the road, too, is what I see from Drew. And I know you pointed out that the bag could be bigger in AEW. I get that.
The bag will be bigger in AEW. There's no doubt about that.
But that's fine. If you want the money, then go ahead. But I'll tell you what, after 6 months, you're going to be just another fucking body in a drowning fucking company, unless they get their shit together with the writer that they just hired, which could be really significant for them.
Right. And I mean, they've got all the talent in the world to do something with this. I mean, if it's booked better and Tony's just going to keep writing blank checks to people, honestly, nobody is safe in WWE. And I know you guys think I'm crazy to say that, but you know, if Tony's just going to go to everybody and say, write your own number here, insert how much, what will it cost to get you to come here? Here's a blank check. What do you do if you're these guys? I know it's the most...
The funny thing,
take
though,
take as
is,
many zeros as you can.
But the right. funny thing is, though, you could be right. And the other funny thing of that, the thing that makes it funny is, WWE will still be better, because they'll still have hungry, young, well-taught talent with the biggest, the best writing, the best production, the best fucking outreach into the entire world.
They will be better as long as there are still bodies there, you know, right. And that's my concern, is you get to a tipping point where so many of them defect. And I agree with you. AEW doesn't know what the fuck they're doing with people. And it's just a collection for Tony. He's just collecting people and he doesn't know what to do with it. But if he keeps grabbing parts away and then you end up with this big imbalance of it's just the NXT guys and then everybody's over in AEW. AEW, the only way they fail is if it just gets to the point where he's paying so much to these guys and crowds are still 3,000, 5,000, and they just lose the shit out of money, that eventually Papa Khan gets wind of this thing. Wait, that's it. No more of this shit. You know, because he's probably doing guaranteed contracts too. like WCW did, right? And when WCW went down, Goldberg got paid for two fucking years before he came to WWE.
A lot of people got paid to sit on their ass.
And that's my concern.
Contracts hurt a lot of dream matches we didn't
they
get.
They did. Absolutely. And he is doing the same fucking thing right now. And maybe it gets better, and I understand that, but he is imbalancing the situation because he's just writing blank checks to people. And like AJ's saying, how many zeros? As many as you want. Okay. It's awfully hard to say, I understand WWE as WrestleMania. I understand they're the best company in the world. But if somebody's making you an offer like that, what do you do? And that's the quandary that you have. It gets really difficult, even if there is no end game in sight on the other side.
Well,
if he's doing guaranteed contracts, and it's like, fuck you, pay me. I don't care if you go out of business. Fuck you, pay me.
By 8 a.m. Eastern Saturday morning, we should know if Drew's going to be staying in WWE for sure or not. Because likely if he wins the Elimination Chamber, he's not going anywhere. AJ, did you want to jump in there at some point?
The two things that I was going to say is, one, listen to the Big Four podcast with all of you guys, because not only that, I also had to get a text in about Shawn Michaels' finisher.
I remember
you texted me and was like,
that's right.
The teardrop suplex?
Teardrop suplex. Good job, AJ.
But
You're our intern in the wings there. Get the intern on the phone.
Yeah, I know, right? That's basically what I felt like with Tunney on Friday. But the second thing I was going to say is something Eric Bischoff said, where he says, Tony Khan says he doesn't want to be WCW, but you're making a lot of WCW mistakes in a short amount of time. And like you said, the blank checks, or in what I said, how many zeros, that's very WCW. Yeah, and you know, we're getting to like the 25th anniversary of the doors closing in WCW. So if I see an AEW venue at Panama City and you see a giant pool around a ring.
Yeah, we remember what happened. Let's get back to WWE. Enough AEW talk. I'll take the blame for that.
AEWWE, is that what you're doing there?
No, I'm not. Oh. Rhea Ripley.
AEWCW.
Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax. That's what we're talking about. DP, any chance in hell Nia Jax wins this match, and we see a very surprising upset for once.
Play the soundbite, but I don't know who says it anymore. There's no chance.
I see.
Nia Jax is not winning this.
No chance. I think they'll.
You've got no chance. No chance in just, Perth.
Yeah.
It's fine. No, it was Shane's theme for a little bit.
I don't know. Keep going.
Yeah, they'll put on a good match, having Nia Jax look like a dominant star, but it's not going to happen. They'll certainly make it look like a very good match. But Rhea Ripley's standing tall in Australia. I mean, there's no reason not to think otherwise. And they're obviously going Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch for WrestleMania. So
I don't
see anything happening.
The last thing you're going to see before the pay-per-view ends on your television is Becky and Rhea standing in the ring with Rhea holding the belt and the WrestleMania sign behind them. AJ?
I completely agree. Move on.
Dave?
Ooh, there's a better chance of me getting resurrected and dropping the elbow on Nia Jax than there is of Nia Jax winning this match. Yeah! There's no chance.
Dave to do Macho Man and AJ to do Drew, and I'll do Mike Tyson. What are you going to do, Dan?
Ooh, I'm going to dip into my fanny pack. Yeah.
Sit here and enjoy it.
Dan's going to enjoy the entire dream match that happens between Mike Tyson, Drew McIntyre, and Macho Man Randy Savage.
There you go, yeah. Think about that.
That is a dream match.
When you can't fall,
brother.
The next time you can't fall asleep, you go ahead and you just book that match in your head, and you get to produce it all on your own. Or go ahead, WWE 2K24 is coming out. You can't play as Brock Lesnar, but you could probably play as these other three guys. So there you go.
Oh, he's in that game.
He's in the game, but they made it so you can't play as him. But, you know, well, like, downloadable DJ, communities, they're there right away.
Yeah, DJ and I made something, and one of the guys commented that one of the biggest COD creators who's out there is going to unlock the code on day one. I'm like, oh, yeah, he'll do it. That's sure.
I don't know how long the call creators are just like, we're going to throw in Benoit. We're going to throw in people from other companies.
They've never blocked any of that. I've got Benoit on all my games, and they've never blocked that shit.
You just go in and create them yourself.
They just do stupid shit. Like, they won't let you call it Honky Tonk Man because honky, and they won't call it, let you call Ravishing Rick Rude, but thank God he's in the game this year, so we don't have to worry about that.
There you go.
It's fine. We don't have to call him Honky Tonk Man because we have the Tonkster on the DWI podcast.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. We're going to take a break right here. DWI podcast 418. Don't drink and drive. Drinking podcast. When we come back, trivia is back. And we also have a little fun last call coming up. So stick with us. AJ, PC, DP, and the best friend will return.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's bad that I did the Hogan, like, listen little taunt, and I just hear the can as soon as I did this stop, so that was just perfect. Granted, none of you can see it, but I don't care. Phenomenal Funky Facts back in, this is the last thing about the Elimination Chamber, because then after that, man, I hope you're listening to the Big Four, because there's going to be a lot of Mania talk. There's going to be a lot of Mania trivia going on. But right now, we got Elimination Chamber, the last Elimination Chamber trivia of the year. Dave, I'm just going to keep it short, sweet, and simple. Door number one, two, or three?
Let's go with one.
So this is a two-pointer, because there's two answers. Who are the two wrestlers?
Wait. You get a point. You're right.
Who are the two wrestlers that have five eliminations in the chamber match? Went in, swept everyone, won the chamber. There's only two people that's ever done it. Tunney says Taker and Lesnar. Dave says Shayna and Taker. And Dan says Baszler and Goldberg. So Dan and Dave get a point for Shayna Baszler. She ran the table. The other one, though, is a long-lost game show of ours whenever we have the big boss man around. Because it's good old Braun Strowman.
Really?
That's total BS.
Strowman ran the table?
Total BS. And when I say total BS, that's total Braun Strowman, bitches. Woo!
Hey, I almost want to give you a point, but no.
Fuck you, Dan. No!
Tony, if it makes you feel any better, you get to pick two or three.
Three. Fuck you, Dan.
No, Dan's got to drop a deuce.
Yeah, bitch!
I retire. Or I answer question three.
All right, so the third one is...
You're waiting for me.
So the last time we did trivia, I said the most appearances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which female has the worst record in the Elimination Chamber. There's only one female that has the worst record in the Elimination Chamber. Because beforehand, if you remember, I said Kane and Sheamus have the most, and they've never won one. But there's a female that has been to a good amount, never won one. Tunney with the mic drop and then Magician saying Liv Morgan. Dave says Sasher. And Dan also says Liv. So the Wisconsin boys got Liv, which is the correct answer. 0-4 about to be maybe even 0-5. Yeah, most likely 0-5. So the last question is going to be a little weird one. Dan, door number two?
I refuse to choose.
All right, taking the drizzling shits.
We're going to have to turn this plane around. You guys hear about the diarrhea plane back in the news a few months ago?
Nope, don't want to hear it. Nope, please don't. Nope.
It was a flight from Atlanta.
What, you?
I got a flight on Monday.
It was a flight from hell.
Listen,
it was a flight from Atlanta to Barcelona, and they were just about to get out over the coast of the ocean when somebody had diarrhea up and down the aisles all over the bathroom.
Oh.
They turned the plane back around.
A whole new meaning to drizzling shits.
And then they had to sit there for 5.5 hours while they cleaned and had to get back on the same plane and then took the flight over to Barcelona. I don't fly.
I would have just been like, you know, Atlanta really is nice this time of year.
Yeah,
let's go visit Platt.
Spain, Schmain. Okay, sorry. Sorry to interrupt you, AJ.
You're fine. So I'm going to have to elaborate on this question What year did the Elimination Chamber not have a match with a world champion at stake in some way? So a number one contendership or for the actual world championship itself? There was one year where the Elimination Chamber, nothing to do with the World Heavyweight or WWE or Universal. What year was it?
Fuck.
I'll be nice and say whoever's closest wins. All
right.
If you don't get it on the money. Tunney says 2015. Dave says 2019. Dan says 2021.
All over the place.
Right.
So
it's going to be 2017. Watch.
No. Someone did get it on the money. And Wisconsin wins because Tunney and Dan have 2 points each because it was 2015.
Yeah, suck it, nerds. My points it was were way more impressive than Dan's.
It was the tag team match.
Because I guessed.
The tag team in the Intercontinental Championship was on the line at that pay-per-view for the Elimination Chamber.
No tiebreakers?
No, you guys win. Just share it.
But
Tunney,
what about those two?
Tunney,
the lawyer loses.
What about the 2 points I had before when before the show? No? Those don't count either?
We wiped them out.
You should, after dropping that deuce, you should go wipe something out.
Dan's like, there's no time to whine.
Who's got clean hands? We'll be right back.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
There it goes. Last call. Somebody went to SmackDown last week. Somebody's wearing a Salt Lake City 316 shirt. And somebody got their ticket stub signed as well.
A signed ticket stub from one Randall Keith Orton.
Nice. Well, tell us about your time at SmackDown, AJ.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. It kind of started off in disaster because it was me and The missus' boyfriend, fucking hell. Yeah, that's me, by the way. The missus' brother, we decided to go.
Are you a brother husband?
Yeah. Salt Lake City, everybody.
Oh,
that's
damn.
I'll
tell you what. If the title wasn't already Tom Zenk and Giant Gonzalez, this show would have been DWI 418 brother husband. You're a lucky guy.
That's why
Tom Zenk and Giant Gonzalez is the title.
DWI 418, Tom Zenk and Giant Gonzalez. I even already looked up to how to spell Zenk to make sure, and Gonzalez.
It's not Z-I-N-C.
No, it's Z-E-N-K.
It's not the element.
Tom Zenk.
It's not. All right,
continue.
Or, wait, you could do his WCW name and call him the Z-Man.
No.
There you go.
Oh, God, no. No, I'm going to continue now.
Gonzalez and the Z-Man.
It no!
sounds like a shitty buddy cop movie.
No,
it does.
It's Tom Zenk and Giant Gonzalez.
Anyway, yes, I went to the Salt Lake City show last week, and when you're listening, tonight's SmackDown that got taped. If you were wondering how exactly that's going to work, they taped it before they went to Australia. I saw the demographic show up where we showed up an hour late because the car actually broke down. It overheated, so we were trying to fix the car. And we had nosebleed seats. And apparently StubHub went, they rescinded this, the transaction is canceled, we do have seats instead. Right behind the commentators for $200 each. We got it a little cheaper because they felt bad for us, but we got it for, we were right behind Graves and Barrett watching the last half of last week's SmackDown and the rest of this week's SmackDown. So I know for a fact, because they have a little Tron, I was watching. You will see me in the main event of this week's SmackDown. Go check it out. It was fun. It was so much fun. I got this Salt Lake City 316 shirt. There's a little Stone Cold demographic behind it. I'm a little mad because Roman Reigns didn't have like a Utah or a Salt Lake City Acknowledge Me shirt. That's what I was expecting the most. Now it just makes it a bigger Mormon reference by having a Bible verse, and I'm not a fan. But it was awesome. The crowd was electric. Like, I was right behind Corey Graves the whole time, so I got to see the small things that you don't get to see, like the fact that since it was a two-night show, they had a script that said show two SmackDown, the sign changing from Elimination Chamber Perth 8 days to tomorrow, the whole nine yards. It was awesome. I've only been to Battleground 2017, whenever that shitty Punjabi prison match was. I'm pretty sure it was that year. So the fact that I was there, I'm like, that was awesome. I got to listen to The Rock call everyone in Utah with the 50 wives and 600 inbred kids. I looked at Chantel's brother and I just went, you're talking about you, not me. I'm from New Jersey. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You shut your mouth, fatty, before I come over there and slap the herpes off your face.
But I took a bunch of pictures. I'm not going to spoil it for the rest of the chair shot. I'm going to send that after SmackDown, showing them all the fun stuff. But I watched The Rock give his promo, the whole nine yards. I acknowledged Roman Reigns. I had the finger in the air, everything else. Watched Naomi beat Alba Fire to get into the Elimination Chamber. The B-team match, like I said, the B-team versus Redacted Republic. I don't care what you call it. It's not whatever the fuck
Master Bates.
Mustachiosos.
Yeah,
Master Bates
over there.
Mustachiosos.
Bruiser Bates.
No, Master Bates.
It should be the Mustachiosos, only if they can come out to the song from A Million Ways to Die in the West, if you remember that movie.
I do.
They only had a mustache.
Yeah. But yeah, you will see me in my brown leather jacket and old Wolfpack shirt. I know you guys have seen it before, the red Wolfpack shirt. I throw up the two sweep behind Corey Graves. I try to point my head, do the use your head that we always do. There was the dude next to me, I'm not going to lie, was obnoxious as hell. Someone actually yelled at him. Because did you guys know that if you try to lean over the barricade and like try to chant and cheer, someone will yell at you and say, don't fucking do that?
Yeah, they're filming a television show. You're not at a fucking house show on a fucking Saturday night. You're at a fucking television taping.
So you'll see a random dude in a white shirt like bang on the barricade behind Corey Graves and everything, and then you just see me just going too sweet in the background. Hopefully that's picked up. But the main event for SmackDown, you definitely will see me, so check that out.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, brother. Thanks for sharing the experience. Let's just go around the horn real quick and everybody's last thoughts on Elimination Chamber. We'll start with the best friend of the DWI podcast, Dave. Last quick thoughts on the chamber?
I mean, it feels very paint by numbers right now. I mean, it feels very chalk. I had a question for you guys, something I thought about this week, though. What if Damian Priest cashes in on Gunther?
Now, I know they explored that last year with Austin Theory trying to cash in on the United States, but that
all right, never
mind.
When is he going to do it? At WrestleMania?
I don't know when they would do it, but I'm just thinking if the rumors are that they actually toyed with the thought of Jey Uso winning the IC title this week, then maybe they're looking for a way to get the belt off Gunther. And I mean, if he cashes in on Gunther at this point, it's probably bigger than cashing in on Seth. When you look at where that reign is.
Yeah, but then he's the IC champion and not the world champion.
I get what Austin Theory did that stupid thing, but like, there's no other reason to ever cash in that money in the bank for anything other than a world title.
Like, if they want to,
just
if they,
ridiculous.
If they want to not, if they don't want to, they can't find a way to let him cash in on a World Heavyweight Championship, then have Finn use it right after they lose the tag belts to cash it back in, you know, and then you can start a feud between those two. You know, that can be a way to get Priest into a face and possibly a championship match, you know, down the road. He's right there for it, but it's a good question. That's the thing that's coming now. It's got an expiration date on it, you know, and we're a lot
one
farther.
Year, it's coming up quick.
We're a lot farther along than we have been in a long time with the men's Money in the Brief Bank case. So we'll see what happens. AJ, last thought this week, Elimination Chamber?
I mean, like I said, go watch SmackDown. I'm not just saying that for narcissistic reasons, but it was a good show. I'm not going to lie. But Elimination Chamber-wise, you're definitely going to see some fun little shenanigans happening on there, because isn't one of the Grayson Waller effects going to have Cody on it or something like that?
And Seth.
And Seth.
Seth, yeah. Cody's girlfriend, Seth. That's what The Rock said.
So something tells me that, you know, there might be a little fun spot to that, maybe a little dig. Seth and Cody start like making a little bit of a tag team out of respect here. I'm not saying they're going to win the tag titles. I'm just saying they have like a mutual respect where they're going to help each other out down the line. Not that they already are, but yeah, I would say just watch the Elimination Chamber, because things are predictable, but things also will happen on the fly.
Didn't Jay versus Jimmy get confirmed for Mania this past week?
More or less.
Well, I mean, he came out.
Because Jimmy costed.
Yeah, for the most. I mean, that's where they're going to go. They're not going to be. They're not going to be in Perth.
They're not going to be in Perth. But here's the thing. Jimmy has costed Jay a Universal Championship in SummerSlam, the Tag Championships in, I don't remember when. I can't remember off the top of my head. And now the Intercontinental Championship. I think push comes to shove. You have that match at Mania just as a giant, like,
yeah,
implosion.
We're getting it. DP, last thoughts on Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, I'm surprised there's only four matches. That seems, like, kind of crazy. Like, you know, give us a little bit more for a pay-per-view.
You got the segment, too.
But, yeah, you had the segment in there, and obviously that's going to blow up into something.
And Undertaker's coming back.
And Undertaker's going to cost Randy Orton the match.
You think they add anything, Dan? Like any matches or anything?
No, I would doubt it. They don't seem to do that anymore. So I think this is pretty much it. And we'll have that segment with the other Australian who apparently can't wrestle because he doesn't have wrestling matches. But that's fine. It should be a good segment. I'm just surprised there's not more wrestling matches, you know, at least six or something. But yeah, it's going to be chalk from what we see. But I think there's going to be some good matches. There's a lot of talent there. So should be some good matches.
Dave, thanks for jumping on the pre-PLE show. We always love having you on these, and I can't wait for us to get back onto our Big Four project. We're having a lot of fun over there. Let everybody know what's going on with you and where they can find everything Attitude of Aggression.
I just can't wait for the next episode of DWI where it should be called Oz and the Diamond Stud. I think there's a fucking name for an episode if ever there was one. No, it is always a pleasure to be here with you guys. I'm looking forward to Elimination Chamber. It should be interesting. I mean, every time we think, oh, there's nothing to this thing, they kind of do something out of the ordinary and surprise us. So where does that surprise come from? But you can find me on the platform affectionately known as Twix at Attitude Ag, facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads.
Mr. AJ Belaz.
You can find me at Elon Musk Cesspool at Phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps. Also, don't forget thechairshot.com, because we're not just podcast galore. We're articles galore. Sports, entertainment, you name it. We got it all on thechairshot.com.
Daniel?
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP. And follow this show on X-Force at Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
All right, folks, you can find me getting drunk at 4 in the morning and ranting on X, bitches. Saturday morning, I'm coming for your ass. And don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Ooh, you need to dig into my fanny pack, buddy.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.